Hello and welcome to the Treehouse Letter, where we're always learning with a bit of fun. This is Milin Shatten, your host and producer, and today's podcast is Who Does Not Prefer Civility to Barbarism? The epigraph, every action done in company ought to be with some sign of respect to those that are present. George Washington's Rules of Civility, Rule Number 1. I love reading about the type of characters and situations I have encountered in my own life. The author has lived as I have lived, seen as I have seen, and she gains credibility and authority as I turn pages. How will it work out? What is less than pleasant is that slow, creeping awareness of characters whose less than admirable qualities bear similarities to my own. Peculiarities aside, since they are neutral, for this point, I mean to focus on the flaws, the negatives. Now, this passage explores a hideous misinterpretation of one type of love, affection, which is common between a parent and a child. Of the four types of love discussed, affection is the most informal, casual, the least discriminating, and the humblest. Now here is the quote. We hear a great deal about the rudeness of the rising generation. I am an oldster myself and might be expected to take the oldster's side, but in fact, I have been far more impressed by the bad manners of parents to children than by those of children to parents. Who has not been the embarrassed guest at family meals, where the father or mother treated their grown-up offspring with an incivility which offered to any other young people would simply have terminated the acquaintance? Dogmatic assertions on matters which the children understand and their elders don't, ruthless interruptions, flat contradictions, ridicule of things the young take seriously, sometimes of their religion, insulting references to their friends, all provide an easy answer to the question, why are they always out? Why do they like every house better than their own home? Who does not prefer civility to barbarism? That is a passage from Affection, The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis. Have I seen such behavior? Yes. Have I been guilty of it? Not that I care to admit, but if I look back over the years, see myself squarely as my child saw me, maybe. The self-control needed to avoid habits of correction or nagging my adult children demands a conscious effort. Elbows off the table. Where are their manners? We used this rhyme when they were little. Mabel, Mabel, if you're able, take your elbows off the table. This is not a horse's stable, but a high-class eating place. With three children in the army, it is common to hear colorful language and anecdotes about barracks life. When it happens at meals, it brings a swift rebuke. Not at the table. Verbal discipline, I say. Though I could tack on, please. I am mother and host. This is a transgression, a sign of barbarism common in the ranks. Yet the army is the original standard bearer for protocol and personal etiquette. From haircut formation to the salute. As guests and as my adult children, they had gone wide of the margin, comfortable with peers and forgetting the occasion. Could it be that barbarous methods, the harsh comment, the ruthless interruption or dogmatic assertions, brought about such transgressions? The unnerving resemblance in my reading helps check uncivil behavior, or at the very least provides more awareness. So I was pleased to read about the perversions of affection, which I had detected early in others, and was so intimate a relationship, I could have written this myself from long experience. Here's the next passage. I am thinking of Mrs. Fidget, who died a few months ago. It is really astonishing how her family have brightened up. The drawn look has gone from her husband's face. He begins to be able to laugh. The younger boy, whom I'd always thought an embittered, peevish little creature, turns out to be quite human. The elder, who was hardly ever at home, except when he was in bed, is nearly always there now and has begun to reorganize the garden. The girl, who was always supposed to be delicate, though I never found out what exactly the trouble was, now has the riding lessons, which were once out of the question, dances all night, and plays any amount of tennis. Even the dog, who was never allowed out except on a lead, is now a well-known member of the Lamp Post Club in their road. This section ends with this. The vicar says Mrs. Fidget is now at rest. Let us hope she is. What's quite certain is that her family are. That's a passage also from Affection and the Four Loves by C.S. Lewis. Oh, a character so typical as to be a trope leaves behind a woe-begone family. Mrs. Fidget be gone, and woes be gone. This is funny if it weren't so sad. If Mrs. Fidget had only stopped long enough to look in the mirror, to realize that if she continued in such a fashion, her family would be better off without her. And had she taken up meaningful work, she might have found comfort and purpose outside haranguing them with her neediness. I am fascinated by the claim that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Scientific evidence and common sense support the idea. We are influenced by those closest to us in many ways, thought, deed, and fashion among them. Well, it took me too long to realize the effects of toxic relationships, but the sketch of Mrs. Fidget is reason enough to seek out inspiring and good company. I am thoughtful also about what I read, selective about content in hard copy and on the screen, such as shows I watch and sites I visit and newsletters I subscribe to. I encourage my adult children to be picky with friends and consider how they spend their time. And yet, suggestions and nagging, as it turns out, fall short as remedies. Doing my work in hobbies and actions is a better model. Now, this is no epiphany. The quality of interactions with others, especially with children, evolves or devolves little by little over time. Too often, the idea we have of such affection morphs into the hideous or the perverse, the opposite of the love we intend to give. The closing of today's letter is this epigraph, or this rule 56 from Washington's Rules of Civility. Associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for 'tis better to be alone than in bad company. Now that's the end of today's podcast. If you like the show, please hit the follow button or give me a rating. I encourage you to visit treehouseletter.com if you'd like to look at four more rules that are relevant from George Washington's Rules of Civility, as well as the link. They're available online at his site or Mount Vernon site, and a link to the book, as well as the other book recommendation of the Four Lives. In the footnotes, I include the full reference to Mrs. Fidget, should you be curious to explore more about that character. As always, thank you for listening.